Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling, every night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. As we move into mid-September, we've reached the peak of hurricane season in the Atlantic Ocean. And right on cue, we have our newest tropical storm, Nicholas, which is formed out in the Bay of Campeche off the coast of northwest Mexico. With a very rich flow of moisture already in place, this will be a copious rain producer for anywhere in the coastal waters of the Gulf, from Brownsville, Texas, to the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana, which is still flooded from Hurricane Ida. The exact track of this storm is still up in the air, you should pardon the pun, but it bears watching for the eastern one half of the nation as it moves later on in the week. Elsewhere, a ton of very hot, sultry weather, especially for mid-September, lingers from the desert southwest through the southern plains into the mid-Atlantic states. But we will see some fall-like changes later on in the week. More on that in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling Every Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling Every Night.
All right, it's 7 minutes past the hour, and a beautiful day through most of the country. I'm Walter M. Sterling. We're driving on Route 80, driving up and down I-5 in California and the 4 in Florida, the 101 in California, 95 on the whole East Coast. This is the best time of day to be on the radio because why? All the grown-ups have gone to bed. All the people who ask you to fill out forms, all the people in charge of personnel and HR, they're gone. Corporate lawyers, they're in bed. Everybody who annoys you is asleep. It's just you and me. It's just us. And as I marinate in the shark-infested memories of this week, I will share with you the fact that I was in Manhattan on September 11th. September 11th is not an interesting theory to me. It's not a conspiracy theory to me. The way jury duty works in Manhattan is this. You get a notice, come to jury duty, and if you can't make it the first two times, you dial an automated system, you punch in the fact that here's your number, this is the day I was scheduled to be on jury duty, and you have till 5 p.m. the night before to call it in. And there it was at 4:55, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to call in the system to get out of jury duty tomorrow, September 11th. I was scheduled to be on jury duty tomorrow, September 11th. Why was that significant? Because the way it worked is that the courthouse was within walking distance of one of my biggest consulting clients, the Wall Street Journal. Yes, I used to consult the Wall Street Journal, which is terrifying in and of itself. And I would have walked through the lobby of the World Trade Center to get to the World Financial Center, which was on the other side of the West Side Highway. That's what I would have done, because I would not have been called for jury. The first time you go to jury duty, they see how many people are there, and they call you back, come back the next day. The judges aren't going to work on Mondays. But I punched in at 4:55 the night before, and I was excused, automatically excused. Otherwise, I would have been there. This is true for hundreds, thousands of people who lived in New York City at the time. We all had our brushes with September 11th. No matter how many National Geographic specials you may have seen, Discovery Network specials you may have seen, History Channel specials you may have experienced, nothing can come close to seeing what it really was like. First of all, many people who didn't have the privilege of seeing the World Trade Centers in person underestimate how big they were. You cannot imagine how big they were. I'm not even going to waste my time trying to describe them to you. All I can tell you is that 3,000 people died And the place wasn't filled up. It was early in the morning. People were still getting to work. But the way they died was so horrific, with body parts falling in flames from 100 stories up, 50 stories up, heads coming down, just the head coming down and smashing on the concrete. And the hundreds of people who were trapped in stairwells that were in fact well designed, but not for that. This was an inferno of death. And then, and this is the part you don't see on TV, I lived a couple blocks away. And as firemen were becoming exhausted, and policemen were becoming exhausted, and their uniforms were covered with soot, and they were all becoming the same color. Every single person who worked there became the same color of gray, covered in a gray ash. Much of the ash was burned bodies. They were put on bleachers that were on the back of flatbed trucks, and they sat shoulder to shoulder to shoulder, probably 100 of them on each flatbed truck, being taken as far away as possible as they could, being taken to hospitals for smoke inhalation, and they were dazed. And then 20, 30, 40 blocks north of the World Trade Center, parade after parade after parade of business people in their business clothes, covered in the soot of death, walked up those avenues in New York City, confused, dazed, could not comprehend what they had seen. And seeing those people so far out of context walking up the streets was inconceivable. And there's something that people who lived in Manhattan at the time talked about, which rarely is discussed. The experience of September 11th in the World Trade Center was very different if you live below Canal Street, below 14th Street, below 23rd Street, below 42nd Street. With each four or five blocks, it was a very different experience. But if you were below Canal Street, this was an inferno of hell. There was nothing interesting about it. It was just, get me out of here. Because when the second tower collapsed and the entire World Trade Center structure collapsed into the street, 108 stories of concrete, metal, equipment, paper was teeming down into the street. It was going to be, it had to go somewhere, and it went up every block, every avenue for tens of blocks. It was going to get you. There were businesses in Midtown, all well-meaning, that said to their employees, and I know one of them, that said to their employees, the best way you can fight this is by coming to work and doing your job. That's the best thing you can do. They said it on September 11th. There were CEOs who were telling their employees to come to work. The best way you can show a stand against the oppression of these horrible people who would do this to us is to come to work. Well, okay, if you lived in Midtown or above Midtown, that was an interesting, noble request. But if you live below Canal Street, you could barely get off the shock. You could barely get over the shock of what you had just seen outside your window with your ability to put your hand out and touch it. It was such a graduated experience, depending on where you lived in the city. And I have a solution. I felt then, and I feel now, 20 years later, that in my opinion, there's no amount of military retaliation that is sufficient for what they did. No amount of military retaliation sufficient for what they did. And we know who did it. And there are a few people left who need to be dealt with properly. Imagine this. Of the 3,000 people who were murdered at the World Trade Center, we still have not positively identified 2,000 of them. 2,000 of them have still not been positively identified because they were They were pulverized, powderized, and the remains of their bodies are all over the city, on rooftops, in sewers. I know they deserve better, and you know they deserve better, too. I'm Walter M. Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. This is a live show. It's called Sterling All Night, and welcome.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, cleaning sponge filters. Your fish will love you for it. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. Now, he didn't stop simply by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you, which is crucial for your busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton. It's called Giza. Giza. It comes from that plateau in Egypt that they talk about on Ancient Aliens. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. If these don't hold up for you, send them back. The first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for you, Midnight Misfits. You ready? You will receive 2-for-1, a low price plus free shipping. 2-for-1. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. It's right in the center of the homepage. And then type in the promo code Walter. There you will find not only the amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products. But the prices are just for Midnight Misfits, including the MyPillow mattress topper, which I just got, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. You can also call 800-844-0876 if you don't want to mess around with the computer, 800-844-0876. But I prefer to use MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Walter. MyPillow.com. Make sure to use the promo code Walter.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
After this weekend, you're going to look around your house or your apartment and go, it's really time for me to get organized. The problem is that most organizational systems have sort of a moral tone to them, like you should get clean for the sake of humanity, or they want you to become spiritual and take your garbage and kiss it and thank it for being your garbage. That's not a good idea. What I have found works for me is an organization system that's just for me. And I found it at Organize Your Way. It's a book, Organize Your Way. Instead of giving me an organization system created by somebody else for them, it's an organization system based on my personality, based on your personality. You answer a few questions and boom, there's the organization that'll work for you. Get the book, please. Organize Your Way. You get it at Amazon. It's written by Kelly and Katie McMenamin. Organize Your Way at Amazon. Organize Your Way.
Sterling every night. Walter M. Sterling.
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting to hear that voice. Isn't it exciting to hear that voice? That's how I feel. 20 minutes past the hour, driving across the country. It's just you and me alone in the car. Thank God. School started this week. And it doesn't just mean the school starts for the kid. It means that it starts for you and me. And that's a whole different lifestyle. It's a whole different lifestyle than to go to the pool, you know, go to the park, hang out, just do nothing. When my kids have to go to school, that means I have to get up earlier. That means I have to bond with parents. I don't want to bond with parents. Would you want to bond with me? No, of course not. I definitely do not want to bond with parents. And there they are. And they all stand around. And one of the things I've noticed that I'm not allowed to say, but I'm definitely going to say, is this. When I see parents in the playground, when I see dads here, moms there, I notice a very specific pattern. The moms talk to each other. They're talking to each other, and they're on their iPhones. They're studying their iPhones. They're gossiping. They're looking at each other. They're looking at their iPhones. They are not looking at their kids. The dads barely talk to each other, rarely talk to each other. They're not on their iPhones. Those iPhones never come out. An iPhone is not a dad accessory. It's a mom accessory. And then they're staring at their kid. The dads are always staring at their kids, playing with their kids, interacting with their children. I have noticed this repeatedly, over and over. It's a very interesting difference in parenting. I have a concluding theory, which is this. Dads are better parents than moms. Dads are better parents than moms. It is tragic when you find a household without a dad. Kids need dads. Kids need mom. They need both. In an ideal situation, they need both. Now, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, oh, a single mom can raise kids just fine. A single dad can raise kids just fine. And they can. But there seems to be a biological imperative that there are both. And I've seen it in the playground. That when there's a dad, the dad is watching the kid. When there's just a mom, the mom seems to be talking to other moms. I've observed this for like 2 years. I've watched it for like two. I'm like, you know what? The dads seem to be more attentive. Maybe, I take it back, maybe they're not better, but they seem to be more attentive to the kids than the moms. Have you noticed any patterns like this? My phone number live is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. This is the only live radio show you're going to find here. You're not going to find another show. I shared with you my 9/11 experience because, of course, it was profound, but also because I feel it only one aspect of September 11th in New York is covered, and it's covered extremely well, which is the impact of the planes into the buildings and how people escaped. But it also reminded me of the New York City Fire Department. May I suggest that as vital as your fire department is, the relationship between New Yorkers and the fire department is profound and unique. And that's because in New York City, there is a firehouse every two or three blocks. You see them everywhere. They're not over there. You know, they're not by the sewer works and the public works. No, no, no. They're on your block. And they've been there for over 100 years. And when you walk down the street in New York City, and there's the firehouse, they expect to be said hello to. You say hello to them, you stop, you have a conversation, your kids idolize them. They are beloved, and you share stories with them. They are a profound part of the community more than any other institution in New York City. The New York City Fire Department is always welcome. It is part of the city, part of the fabric of the city. And every one of those firemen has a 9/11 story, every one of them. There's also a certain level of, high level of respect for any of the firemen who were at September 11th and have those stories. And those are horrendous stories. There's a lot of talk about how on September 11th, we saw Americans at their best. Americans were at their best on September 11th. Let me suggest to you that Americans were at their worst. Because, you see, Americans are at their best every day. We're at our best every day. That's what makes us Americans. We get up and we do our best. We are loyal friends. We are good employees. We are honest business people. We do our best. We play by the rules of integrity. That's the nature of Americans. When there's an extraordinarily horrible event, I would suggest that it's distracting, depressing, stressful. We can't even be close to being our best on a day like September 11th. We get through it. If we're at our best, it's because we're able to get through it. Do what we have to do, do the next right thing, handle it, and we're done. But that's not our best. That's just what we have to do. I know people who were in the World Trade Center that night, And I know they did just what they had to do to get their colleagues and their co-workers out of the building. They did what they had to do, but they were not at their best. They were surrounded by 100-degree fires, people dying, pieces of arms falling on them. They were not at their best. Don't let anybody tell you, well, you know, this showed America at its best. Nah, it showed us at our worst, because we could not have had worse circumstances. Our best is when we are playing with our kids in the playground, going to work on time, helping with homework, being honest business people, doing the best we can to create something new, to be innovative. That's when we're at our best. Our culture, our society allows us to be at our best because it encourages it. It's our nature to want to be our best. We are provided with the tools and the economy to be our best. That's what we have, and it's very special. Let's talk. 888-688-9258. I'm going to sip water now. 888-688-9258. Whoa, whoa. He's taking phone calls? Yes, I'm live. That's why I do the show, because you and I get to talk. That's at our best. That's at our best. But I'd like to know your feelings at the end of this week. It's always a big feeling week. And they're discovering more things about it every day. For example, the kids who were in the school, in Stuyvesant High School, at the foot of the World Trade Towers, they're sick and they're stressed. And they have not been given the support that they need. That's pretty disappointing. There are too many stories like that. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. We have all the features of the Sterling Show coming up for you. Plus, we will have a secret message that you can only decode with your secret decoder card. You go to Walter Sterling Show, Walter Sterling Show, download it, and you'll be able to get your secret message. That's coming up in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling All Night.
Sterling Every Night. Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling Every Night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Hot and sultry weather prompting excessive heat warnings continue for parts of the Southwest, Arizona, and neighboring states due to that expansive dome of upper-level high pressure. Temperatures will run some 15 to 20 degrees above normal, with highs approaching 110 in some spots. The good news is that this high pressure shows sign of weakening later this week, maybe for good for the season, as the atmosphere responds to approaching less daylight and lower sun angles as we approach the autumnal equinox, which is less than 2 weeks away. The summer monsoon will wane, bringing in drier, somewhat cooler air. Dallas, Texas will see highs down to the upper 80s. Las Vegas goes from 105 tomorrow to 96 by next weekend. And Sacramento drops from 95 tomorrow to 82 by Friday. The coolest weather in the nation is confined to the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Plains. Seattle falls through the 60s into the 50s with rain next weekend. Minneapolis, 70s most of the week. And Fairbanks, Alaska, you're into the 40s for daytime highs by next weekend. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling Every Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling Every Night.
Well, the FBI files that have been finally released about 9/11 detail multiple connections and witness testimony that prompted the FBI's suspicion of Omar Labahoin, who was purportedly a Saudi student in Los Angeles, but whom the FBI suspected to be a Saudi intelligence agent. The FBI document describes him as a deeply involved in providing travel assistance, lodging, and financing to help two of the hijackers. A group of family members and survivors of 9/11 attacks said that the report released Saturday night puts to bed any doubt about Saudi complicity in the attacks. I'm confused. I thought the Saudis were sort of, kind of, almost our friends. What, am I insane about that? I guess so. These are not our friends. Our ability to be friendly with them, when what was the favorite myth? That seconds after the September 11th attacks, like, every member of the Saudi family that was in America was put on a plane and sent home. Just instantly, even though the airspace was, it was declared you could not fly that day. And it goes on and on and on and on. These are not our friends. I'm glad we put all those people in Guantanamo Bay. I don't know why they've been there that long. They're just being brought to trial now. I don't get any of this. But what I do get is, what happened on September 11th was so hideous, so horrendous, and so diabolical because of who it affected. It affected Americans going to work. That was it. The crime of the people in the World Trade Center and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon is they went to work. That was their crime. They did what they were supposed to do that morning, and their thanks was to be murdered. And I'm so sick of reporters saying, well, you know, they were killed. No, they were murdered. And over 1,000 of them have yet to be identified positively. We have not retaliated properly yet. We've been awfully nice about it, in my opinion, for a very long time. And we have rebuilt in a dramatic way. The thing I don't like is when I hear people say about New Yorkers that we were at our best. We were not at our best. We were at our worst. Because we were under the worst possible conditions. We did what we had to do. But we were at our worst. You know when we're at our best? You know when we're at our best? When our economy gives us a sense of security. When we're working. When our public transportation is functioning. When the traffic jams are minimal. When our children are in school and happy and safe. And everybody is doing what they need to do. That's when we're at our best. When planes are flying into our buildings, we are not at our best because that's kind of a disruptor. That's a big disruptor. No one's at their best when having to deal with a huge disruptor. Isn't that a favorite term that venture capitalists, CEOs, and, you know, people who whiteboard things, that's one of the things they love. They love to hear that things are, that's a disruptor. Well, there was nothing, no American was at their best that day. We just got through it. That was it. I don't think we've retaliated properly. I think the retaliation that is required is a militaristic one and profound and overwhelming. And that hasn't happened yet. And you can say, well, you know, it should be more peaceful and should be able to do it in a civilized way. And I don't believe that. I, Walter Sterling, don't believe that. I believe that for what they did to my friends and my family and my city and to my country, we haven't come close to retaliating. Not close. You can worry about all the conspiracies, were the Saudis involved or not. Okay, so if they were, so what? What will that do? You release all the FBI. I'm still waiting for the Kennedy files. It'll be a while before we see the FBI files on 9/11. It'll be a while. And then what will it prove? That we haven't done enough to retaliate for what happened. All right, I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling All Night. For years, you heard about Giza cotton. Giza cotton was the most expensive premium cotton, only found in the most expensive premium dress shirts, the kind that you really didn't want to spend money. Maybe you'd buy one, and you'd have one, and it was for special occasions. Well, now your whole life can be a special occasion because of Giza Dream Sheets. The Giza Dream Sheets are spectacular sheets made to make you feel fantastic. They're from MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You get the MyPillow.com pillow, and now you can also get the perfect bedding for you. The top sheet and the bottom sheet. MyPillow sheets come in an amazing variety of colors, from purple and pink, which my daughters love, to cool and groovy black, to pristine white. Many, many colors. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and then click on the center square on the homepage, like on Hollywood Squares, the center square, the one that says radio offers. You click on it, and you put in my name, Walter, 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 and boom, you will see the prices drop dramatically because there are special offers only for Midnight Misfits. That's right, special offers just for you, but they only happen when you type in the name Walter. You have got to try the Giza Dream Sheets. My family loves them. My kid took some to college. And my nine-year-old loves the purple ones. I love the purple ones. The MyPillow sheets come with a 60-day guarantee. You don't like them, you send them back. And a 10-year warranty. If they don't hold up to your specifications, you send them back. MyPillow.com. They're made out of Giza cotton. You will feel the difference immediately. MyPillow.com.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling, every night. Walter M. Sterling.
What? What do we do now? You want me to talk? I'm so used to things coming after that that it's always a shock to me. 46 past the hour. Here's somebody who doesn't understand life. Morgan Stanley, CEO, has told New York City workers that they have to go back to work. They have to go back to the building. One of the things that has come up as a result of the pandemic is that many workers are saying, I don't want to go back to work. What they have found among lower paid workers, is that they're right on the border between I get more money if I stay home or not. So, of course, what is the answer to that? You cut off unemployment benefits. Seems humane. And it's so stupid. And there's the actual naive belief by people making hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars a year or more, congressmen, senators, they actually believe that the reason people would rather are staying home is that they would rather stay home and get a few cents more a week, a day, than go to work and get a minor cut in pay. That's not it. They really believe that people are that driven by a few cents a day. And therefore, if they cut the unemployment benefit, if they end the unemployment benefit, they will rush back to work to get their money. That's not true. The reason that most people in the lower paying rungs are not rushing back to work is they hate the work. Being a dishwasher is not a party. A waitress, floor sweeper, security guard in one of those big buildings, that's no fun. If you've ever been a security guard in one of those buildings and you're alone in the lobby at 3 in the morning, not fun. Spooky, haunted. They don't want to go back to work. Why would they want to go back to work? Driving a school bus at 5 a.m., not a lot of fun listening to the kids screaming for the next 7 hours. They don't want to do it. That's why they're not going back to work. But then there's this other group of people who also do not want to go into the building. And those are the people that the Morgan Stanley CEO is talking to. He's saying, you must come back to the work, you must come back to the building, or you suffer from a pay cut. Because when we calculated your pay, we assumed you would have to commute. There's a problem. When his employees, his highly skilled, well-educated employees took the jobs, they were not told, you are getting this amount of money on the assumption that you will have to commute. They did not have an employment contract that said you will have to commute, and therefore we are compensating you this amount of money to cover your expenses. And let me tell you, I promise you, whatever they're getting paid, whatever their compensation is, it doesn't cover the cost of their parking, their gas, their tolls. It isn't covering it. I'll put that in perspective. You ready? In too many cities, the big expensive cities like San Francisco and New York and Boston, you know what it costs a month to park a car in Center City? You know what it costs a month to park a car? It can easily cost $650, $750 just to park the car. Was that expense calculated into those salaries? No, because that sounds like $8,000 or $9,000 a year just to park the car. That's crazy talk. Then you throw in exactly what it costs to buy gas in those cities, $4 a gallon, and the insanity of the tolls, $15 for the Holland Tunnel and the Lincoln Tunnel. Well, my gosh, that was not calculated in. Don't give me that crap. They're not going to buy into that nonsense that, well, we're going to cut your pay. What kind of motivator is that? You've been sick for a year. You've been out for a year. You've been stuck in the home with your family for a year. We'd like you to come back to work. Rather than saying, here's a fruit basket, we're saying, or we will cut your pay. Because they and what is the root of that? They have such inflexible leases on their high, pricey, Class A office building that they're stuck with those leases for another 5, 10, 15, 20 years in empty office buildings. That's why they want their workers to come back. Those offices, however, were not created for you to have a wonderful experience. They were created so that you could be watched. Your emails could be read. Security cameras could see if you're in your office at a certain time. They are the electronics turnstiles in the lobby. They monitor your coming and going. That's why they want you in those buildings. They are paying for those for that rent so that you can be monitored and watched. Because at root, the CEO of Morgan Stanley and any of these other CEOs has an 1890s factory floor mentality, where the boss could stand up on a raised platform behind a glass and watch over the factory floor and see that Mabel is making hats and that Frank is sharpening pencils and everybody goes to lunch at the same time and comes back from lunch at the same time. And to this day, as high-end a company as Morgan Stanley might be, they're still got a kind of a, yeah, you get an hour for lunch. And you get 4 weeks off for vacation, or three, or two. But God help you if you ask how many weeks off for vacation you actually do get. God help you, because if you do ask that question, it means that you're not committed to the company. It means you're not committed to the company. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. 9258. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I should stay in touch at all times. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. I've got a spectacular website made by Lee Harris, Walter Sterling Show. It's Walter Sterling Show with an E. Walter Sterling Show with an E. And yes, oh my gosh, we have a podcast. I put up a new one 2 days ago. It's called Midnight Misfits. It is misspelled, which is, you know, why it's about misfits. Midnight Misfits. You get it at Apple iTunes. There. The whole social media landscape is covered. Oh, did I say Twitter? Sure, we have a Twitter account. Walter M. Sterling is the Twitter account. Walter M. Sterling is my Twitter handle. But that's what it is, my friends. Don't you believe for one second that, like, the CEO, Morgan Stanley, believes that there'll be more efficiencies if you come to work. No, he's got a big problem, and the problem is he signed a 10-year lease, 15-year lease for the most expensive rental real estate in the world. His offices in Manhattan, his show-off, his fancy offices, trophy offices, yes, like his wife, He wants to be able to show his trophy offices to his friends from Greenwich, show everybody how fancy the Morgan Stanley offices are. That's what he wants to be able to do. And therefore, he wants them all to come to work. There is no need. There is no need for any Morgan Stanley executive to go to a central office building, especially in the financial sector. Why? Well, because they do their trading on a computer. They've been doing their trading on a computer since 1970. They do all of their international correspondence via email and telephone. Their hardcore documents are communicated by fax. They don't need to be together. It hurts it. And that's the other thing. The other reason why people don't want to come back to work is they don't want to work with old Charlie. They don't want to work with Susan from HR. They don't like these people. It is the most unnatural act that a group of people are thrown into the same office space every day and told, get along, and then the door is slammed. You guys get along. Just get along together, and if there's any trouble, go to HR. Go to HR. And don't put too many things on your desk. That's what they're up against. Who wants to do that? I promise you that any executive who has stayed home for the past year will tell you, if they're telling the truth, if they have 2.5 drinks down them, they will say to you, I've never done more work in my life. I've never been more productive in my life. And the only person who actually hates that is the boss. What does the boss say to you? At the big meetings, they say, we like team players. We like team players. Well, when you're all on Zoom, it's very tough to be a team player in the eyes of the boss, because the boss believes the team should be in front of them in a conference room, staring at them, nodding at the same time. All of you should be nodding at the same time, or else you're not a team player. If somebody says, listen, boss, I could really solve this problem better at home. If I could go at home and sit alone in my room, I'll come up with a better answer. Well, you know, you're a lone wolf. We don't have any room for lone wolves. So therefore, the CEO of Morgan Stanley is saying, I expect them to come to work physically, or I expect them to experience a cut in pay. There's a gazillion-dollar company that has no expenses. What expenses does Morgan Stanley have? They have no expenses. They don't have a manufacturing floor. They don't have tchotchkes they're putting out like Lori Grenier. They have no expenses. They're just staring at each other. And he wants them to all come to one central meeting point. Makes no sense unless you have a factory floor mentality from 1890. And that's what that guy's got. And there are lots of CEOs like that. But I believe we're staring in the face of a major paradigm shift in the workforce, in the culture of America as a whole. And I will share with that with you coming up in just seconds. Plus, I have complete national weather from Dr. Dave Iser and undercover media boss. We've seen a lot of undercover boss episodes on CBS, but it's time to see undercover media boss and everybody's favorite feature, Florida Stories, and Lesbians in Space. Sterling all night.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling, every night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. As we move into mid-September, we've reached the peak of hurricane season in the Atlantic Ocean. And right on cue, we have our newest tropical storm, Nicholas, which is formed out in the Bay of Campeche off the coast of northwest Mexico. With a very rich flow of moisture already in place, this will be a copious rain producer for anywhere in the coastal waters of the Gulf, from Brownsville, Texas, to the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana, which is still flooded from Hurricane Ida. The exact track of this storm is still up in the air, you should pardon the pun, but it bears watching for the eastern one half of the nation as it moves later on in the week. Elsewhere, a tongue of very hot, sultry weather, especially for mid-September, lingers from the desert southwest through the southern plains into the mid-Atlantic states. But we will see some fall-like changes later on in the week. More on that in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling Every Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling Every Night.
For many years, the TV show Undercover Boss has put CEOs in bad disguises to go undercover in their sandwich shops and spy and snitch and belittle their employees. But there has never been a media company exposed that changes. Now, on this episode of Undercover Media Boss, today Russ Thurman goes undercover at his 100-year-old newspaper to get the real news about the printing plant he owns but has never seen. Let's watch him get in an impenetrable disguise.
I'm going to wear this Halloween wig, orange, and these farmer overalls from Captain Kangaroo. No one will know I'm actually Russ Thurman, owner of the newspaper. I will use the name Russ Borman. Who would know?
Now Russ goes to the printing plant, where he owns the press but has never seen it. I'm sure he'll have lots of questions.
I'm Frank. We usually don't hire people with orange hair, but this camera crew said I had to. You want to learn how to run a 40-year-old web press. Is that correct?
Yes. Is this it? I thought this was making dough for the lunch break.
We don't get lunch breaks. Our union negotiated them away so the union leaders could get better parking spots and free printing for their wives.
No lunch? So how does the press work?
It requires 10 times more people than you would expect, and if the paper breaks, everyone dies.
Seems like a very bad way to distribute the news.
Some would say, please meet our ink specialist, Morty. He wants to work from home.
I'm an ink specialist, but there's no reason I can't work from home like the sales department.
Why do you want to work from home, Morty? You need to be by the press to do the ink.
Because my cat is dying, my mother lives in the old car that she's always drunk, and the crazy neighbor throws feces at our windows.
Now out of his orange wig, everyone can see that the boss is really the boss.
Much like the Wizard of Oz, from which Undercover Media Boss was stolen, I will now give you gifts. Frank, I felt for you deeply when you told me you don't get lunch or lunch breaks. I have an expense account for lunch, and I've used it to get you this Chuck E. Cheese gift card, good for $20 in food, and the clown show, a crowd favorite. And Morty, your drunk mother deserves better. Here's a bottle of premium Glenlivet Scotch, no more cheap stuff, and here's a bag of the expensive cat litter for your dying cat.
Oh, wow, this is so much more than I could ever expect.
In the following weeks, the union demands were so great, everyone was laid off. And young people, wearing all black, used the space to start a digital news website.
Undercover Media Boss, from Sterling on Sunday.
What is that music? What is that bed that he uses under this? That is such a cool piece of music. I never have cool pieces of music. That was pretty cool. I'm going to have to find that out. And then what I'll do what I do with all pieces of music. I'll play it obsessively through the show. I'll play it till you can't stand it anymore. That's the great thing about having my own show. My name's Walter Sterling. It's a great name, isn't it? It's like a powerful radio name, Walter Sterling. And this is Sterling All Night. We have the best time. I'm with you every Sunday night for three, count them, 1, 2, 3 hours, live. I am live now on every single radio station that you can hear me. And that means you and I can talk and should talk at 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. The Undercover Media Boss dealt with feather bedding, union feather bedding of the press to make the press work. It is way overstaffed. I believe in unions. I have no problems with unions. But like any other organization, sometimes their demands can be too great. sometimes their demands can be not great enough. I've got three good union stories for you. When I worked at NBC, it was at 30 Rock. Yeah, like the TV show. It's at 30 Rock. And by the way, if you work at NBC, I never heard anyone call it 30 Rock. We called it 30 Rockefeller Plaza. If you were to say to the sandwich delivery guy, hey, would you bring up me a sandwich up to the third floor? You wouldn't say I'm at 30 Rock. You'd say 30 Rockefeller Plaza. Or you'd say the building at 49th and 6th. I'm at 49th and 6th is probably what you'd say. But there were three things that were amazing. Every known union was at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, because it had been a radio studio, a giant radio studio, local radio station, local TV stations, local and network television stations. Every network, every union that could be in one place was there. Oh, and it had it was a high-rise building, and therefore it had many unique building, many unique unions, unique to high-rise buildings, such as, well, I'll tell you in a second. You won't believe it. But let me tell you the short story, the easy story, and then I'll tell you the slightly more complicated story, because that's how a good storyteller builds up to the climax. Every day at about 3:15, a uniformed, pleasant man would walk into the radio studio at 30 Rock, the local radio studio. He would walk in, and he had a big pitcher of water. There was a pitcher of water in the studio. He would go to the pitcher, and he would fill it up, and then he would leave. Finally, one day, after many months of working there, I said, who is that? Who does he work for? Where does he, what does he do? Oh, he's the water guy. He fills the water pitchers in every studio at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. Every studio at NBC has a water pitcher that is filled by the water pitcher guy and can only be filled by the water pitcher guy. It is for the AFTRA members to drink water out of, the disc jockeys. Well, where does he come from? Why is he there? The reason the water pitcher guy was there, he was a member of the stagehand union. He was a stagehand, and it was a remnant of when they had live audiences in those radio studios, in the TV studios. It was part when they had big productions. And over time, they needed fewer and fewer stagehands. And one of the payoffs was, one of the trade-offs was, that they said, okay, we will keep 10 stagehands at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. And, well, what are they going to do? Well, they filled the water pitchers. That guy was probably making more than the disc jockey or the engineer. He filled the water pitcher, the stagehand union water pitcher guy. One day, one of our disc jockeys needed a photo shoot, and we decided he was sort of cordial and friendly, so we decided to get him a dog, a big sheepdog, bring him to the photo studio at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. He'd have a sheepdog. Great. We scheduled the professional sheepdog to show up at the building and to come to the photo studio, which was on the second floor. The sheepdog and the sheepdog handler showed up at the building, went to the freight elevator, and stood there. And they said, where are you going? And they said, well, we're going to the second floor to the photo studio. The guy looked at his clipboard and said, I don't see your name on the clipboard. What do you mean? Well, in order to get in the elevator and be taken anywhere, you have to be on this clipboard. You have to be scheduled to get on the freight elevator. And to be scheduled to be on the freight elevator, you have to be on the freight elevator starters clipboard, because the freight elevator starters were in one union. And the elevator operators were in a separate union, a separate branch of the union. Two union branches operated those freight elevators at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, and you have to be scheduled onto the freight elevator operator's schedule. Well, we said, well, all right, so can he come back tomorrow? No. Because, you see, the dog handler said, I'm sorry, this dog is booked for weeks. It's a professional show business dog. It is a magnificent dog, and he's scheduled for weeks. So we couldn't do it. But we still had to pay for the dog because the dog showed up and did what it was supposed to do. It just wasn't in a photo shoot. My third and favorite union story, also from NBC, an unbelievable story. I mean, truly unbelievable. It overwhelms me when I think of it, and I'll share it with you in just seconds. This is Sterling All Night. All right, I'm very fussy. When a brand says, we want to share information about our product on Sterling, I say, well, that's very nice. What special offer are you going to give the Midnight Misfits? I just won't take any brand. They have to have a special offer. And you know what? Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com said, you will receive two for one low price plus free shipping. Two what? The Giza Dream Sheets. They come in a variety of sizes and colors, but you will receive two for one low price plus free shipping. Let me tell you about these sheets. I just put the mattress topper on our bed, and then I put on the Giza Dream Sheets. Beautiful sheets. They feel different immediately. You will instantly know this is something different. You know what it feels like? When you go to a fancy hotel, to a five-star hotel, and you get in those beds, you go, oh, my gosh, why can't I have this at home? Now you can. You can get the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow.com. You go to MyPillow.com. There on the homepage, there are many squares. You click the center square. It says Radio Offers. Click it, and there will be offers for Giza Dream Sheets. You put in my name, Walter. Put in my name, Walter, and you will see immediately the incredible two-for-one low-price offer plus free shipping. These are remarkable sheets. They come as a set, and you can pick your color. The colors range from beautiful pink to white to dark, scary, spooky black. If you're trying to be cutting edge, I urge you. This is a special offer for you, the Midnight Misfits. Go to MyPillow.com, click the center square, put in my name, Walter, and you will get this astonishing offer of two for one low price of the Giza Dream Sheets. And let me tell you, without that low price, these are expensive sheets and worth it. MyPillow.com. Click the center square. Put in my name, Walter, and get this incredible discount on the Giza Dream Sheets.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now that movie theaters are opening back up again, I mean, can't you smell the popcorn and the taste of Diet Coke? I want to introduce you to the latest inspirational film from the Kendrick brothers. It's called Courageous Legacy. It centers around four men whose calling is to serve and protect as law enforcement officers. The movie shows insight into the pressures of their jobs, how they define right and wrong, and more importantly, how they try to be the best fathers possible while always leading with their faith. Courageous Legacy is a movie the entire family can enjoy. It's perfect for family movie night, and it is in theaters everywhere September 24th. Find more information at CourageousTheMovie.com. That's CourageousTheMovie.com.
Sterling, every night. Walter M. Sterling.
22 past the hour. Driving across the country in our 18-wheeler. It's just you and me, buddy. It's just you and me. Why? Because all the grown-ups have gone to bed. We're alone. This is what we dream of. This is our fantasy for our whole life, that we are finally alone. I was telling you these great union stories. I am not one of those people who think unions are evil. I think unions did a lot of good for our country, especially with child labor laws in 1900. I worked at NBC. That building, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, is a hotbed of union activity. Unions everywhere. I had a reel-to-reel tape recorder in my office, which should tell you how long ago it was. And it worked, you know. It had a button that said play, fast forward, rewind, change speed, but no R. I could not record. If I wanted to record, I had to call somebody. I had to call a union engineer to come and stand there and push the button. And he had to be scheduled by what they called a group five. there were certain high priests of union people who had to, you know, schedule the union people. It really didn't bother me, but this made me crazy. We were building new studios at Rockefeller Plaza. Imagine that, in a hotbed of union activity to try to do construction. Then, so you, if you didn't have enough unions, you were bringing in outside construction people who were also all union, confronting union people already in the building. I had, we had to lay a conduit between the disc jockey's console and the control room. That was in a concrete floor. That meant that the concrete floor had to be air hammered up, the wiring had to be put in the electronic conduit, and then cement mixer had to come and fill in the hole. Three different procedures, three different opportunities to screw up, and three different unions, concrete pourers, air hammer people, and electricians. What could go wrong? And it was critical. There was no way to get around it. We had to have that cord between the disc jockey's turret and the control board, or else the thing wouldn't work, right? That's what we had to have. General manager of the station comes to me one day, a great general manager, and says, we're going to be a little slow in using that studio. I said, why is that? He says, well, they got their work orders mixed up. What do you mean? Here's what happened. The air hammer guys came in, and they air hammered the hole, the trough. But then, instead of the electricians coming in, the cement mixers came in and poured concrete into the hole, but there was no wire in it. And the concrete set and dried, and yet there was no wire in the trough because the work orders got mixed up. Instead of 1-2-3, it was 1-3-2. And I said what you would have said. I said, well, send the air hammer guy back in and have him air hammer the hole and let's start again. Oh, we can't. Why? Because the air hammer guy is scheduled for three other jobs. He can't come back for 2 months. I said, well, could we just lay the wire on the floor between the two areas just so we could get on the air from that facility? No. Why? Because it would violate OSHA laws. It would violate union safety laws. It would violate employee safety laws. People would trip over the wire. And on and on and on. And thank God I was a kid. I was in charge of all of that, but I was a kid. So I was limited in how angry I was going to get. But I got plenty angry. I mean, once you get angry, it's crazy. Have you run into insanity in the workplace like that? My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And that, my friend, is why people do not want to go back to work. It isn't that, you know, they don't want to, it isn't that they don't want to do the commute. It isn't that at all. It's that they don't want to deal with all of that and HR. If they didn't have to deal with all of that, they'd probably be in, but they'd still go back. They'd go back and there's Frank. There's the head of HR. There's the union guy. Those are the reasons that they'd rather work from home, because their actual task is purer at home. On a Zoom call, they actually can do the work. It's crazy talk. All right, let's you and I talk. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. Judy is our friend in Dallas. She calls in each week with a terrible dad joke. Please share with us your terrible dad joke today.
How did the frog burn his tongue?
How did the frog burn his tongue, Judy?
He tried to eat a firefly.
He tried to eat a firefly.
I'm going to give you the loud music during the interval, during the push.
You're just dripping sweat.
That is my sound of hell. that is a Peloton trainer. Why would I invite that into my home? I do everything I can my whole life to avoid people talking to me like this.
Get to cheer people on. I'm going to give you the loud music during the interval, during the push.
You're just dripping sweat.
When I used to go to a gym, which is something I deeply regret, when I used to go to a gym, I would say to my personal trainer, do not speak, because I found it so distracting and depleting to have a conversation while I was suffering on a bike. I would say to them, look, tell me what to do, but I will do it, but please don't speak. Then to invite it into my house, here's a big screen on a bicycle. Here's a perfect person yelling at me in my bedroom, my bathroom, my living room. Why would I want a perfect person in my home screaming at me? I have a lot for you tonight. This is Sterling All Night, big giant network radio show, but mostly I'd like to talk to you. Your number is 888-688-9258, and I want to talk about this going back to work stuff, because I say the reason most people don't want to go back to work is not the commute. It's what they can't say, but I can say, which is, I don't want to deal with the coworkers. I don't mind the work. I don't mind the tasks. I'm happy to do them. I find them stimulating and interesting, but I do not want to be at work with these people who annoy me and wear bad cologne. That's my experience. 888-688-WALT. Sterling All Night.
Sterling Every Night. Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling Every Night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Hot and sultry weather prompting excessive heat warnings continue for parts of the Southwest, Arizona, and neighboring states due to that expansive dome of upper-level high pressure. Temperatures will run some 15 to 20 degrees above normal, with highs approaching 110 in some spots. The good news is that this high pressure shows sign of weakening later this week, maybe for good for the season, as the atmosphere responds to approaching less daylight and lower sun angles as we approach the autumnal equinox, which is less than 2 weeks away. The summer monsoon will wane, bringing in drier, somewhat cooler air. Dallas, Texas will see highs down to the upper 80s. Las Vegas goes from 105 tomorrow to 96 by next weekend. And Sacramento drops from 95 tomorrow to 82 by Friday. The coolest weather in the nation is confined to the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Plains. Seattle falls through the 60s into the 50s with rain next weekend. Minneapolis, 70s most of the week. And Fairbanks, Alaska, you're into the 40s for daytime highs by next weekend. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling Every Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling Every Night.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from one of my books. So around the holidays, everybody is stressed out about getting their gifts, their presents, and like everyone else, members of the New York City Police Department get stressed out as well. And that's because the Internal Affairs Division has what's called its Holiday Integrity Program. Well, what they do is Internal Affairs will stop by the station house. They'll threaten you not to go shopping during on department hours, no alcohol, which is obvious, and a host of other things. And if you look around an NYPD precinct around the holidays, what Internal Affairs will do is they'll pop up unannounced and ask you to open up the trunk of your police car to see if you were shopping on duty. So needless to say, guys are on edge with Internal Affairs buzzing around on the holidays. So one time in the early 90s, a few days before Christmas, we had a paralegal that worked there who I used to call Annie Jane. She had been around for years, and she was a funny woman. So anyway, I'm going out on patrol. It's a couple of days before Christmas, and she goes, hey, Ferrari, do me a favor. Take me up to 231st and Broadway. I go, sure, Annie Jane. What do you need? She goes, I got to see a man about a horse. So I started to laugh. I says, come on. She goes, I do. I got to see a man about a horse. I said, all right, Auntie Jane. So my partner and I threw in the backseat of the radio car. We go down Broadway. About a block before 231st Street, she goes, stop, stop. She jumps out and she goes around the corner. So my partner goes, what the hell do you think she's doing? I says, I don't know, but whatever she's doing, she doesn't want us to see, and she doesn't want to put us in the jackpot. He goes, well, we are in the jackpot, because whatever she's doing, she's going to get back in the car. I said, I know, but what are you going to do? She works with us. So a couple minutes later, she comes walking around the corner, and you can see she's got a bottle she purchased from a liquor store. She's shoving it into her bag. So she gets in the car. We start heading back. She's not saying a word. So after a couple of seconds, my partner and I got curious. And I go, Auntie Jane, everything all right? She goes, I told you, boys, I had to see a man about a horse. So my partner couldn't let it go. And he goes, Auntie Jane, how is the horse doing? She goes, he's a winner. He won by a fifth. And that's a story from my book, NYPD Through the Looking Glass, Stories from Inside America's Largest Police Department.
It's not like that at other police departments. A very special police department. Let me explain how that happened. Vic Ferrari is a retired New York City police detective. He was in the auto crimes division. And he retired. And rather than sit around a cop bar and tell stories, he decided to sit around his word processor and write cop stories. And I said, well, why don't you come on our show and tell these stories? So every week at about this time, Benchmark Features. Attention, program directors, there's Benchmark Features. Every week, Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective, tells us a true crime story, an actual story, not one of these pathetic public radio podcasts where they have to make stuff up and have phony drama. No, no, Vic has real drama. Vic was in the city on September 11th and has those stories. And I want to talk to you at 888-688-9258. There's a theory, which is that the reason why people don't want to go back to work is that they get just as much for staying at home. And I say that's not the case. They get about the same as if they went back to work. Some companies got smart and said, you know what, maybe we should, you know, pay a little more. Good decision, guys. Good decision. But that isn't why they don't want to go back to work. The reason you and I don't want to go back to work is if you're a midnight misfit, like Rosemary Furlong, like Billy Datz. Billy Datz, we have not heard from you in a long time. Like Billy Datz, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson. If you're a midnight misfit, you don't want to go back to work because you don't fit in. You have the same problems that you had in kindergarten. You go to company meetings and people are laughing and you don't know why they're laughing. You fill out the forms and you're like, I really didn't need to fill out this form. Why did I fill out this form? And the answer is you didn't need to fill out the form. You don't fit in. You can do reports twice as fast. You can see the insanity and the waste of time that most companies commit every day. But on Zoom, what do you know? On Zoom, you can do your job better without the distraction of old Charlie telling you stories you don't want to hear. Or Marianne with those horrible cologne, that horrible cologne. Or those rules about what you can put on your desk, which photos you can have on your desk. Or the expense account rules, which are by far the most insane. And if you work for a company that steals your frequent flyer miles, you do the work, you do the frequent flying, and then your company seizes them. If you work for one of those companies, just quit now, because they are so corrupt, so morally bankrupt, you don't want anything to do with it. There's no reason to being there. Just a horrendous situation to be in. Do not work for a company that steals your frequent flyer miles. Now, I'm sure there are other things that your company does that makes you crazy and inspires you to not go back to work. One of the things is if in a big city, this is bad. In a big city where parking is expensive and you go pull your car into a parking garage and the monthly is $600. If your company doesn't reimburse you for that, it's inexcusable. It's a legit business expense. You should not have to pay for that. I honestly, unless you're the CEO or the COO, I know of no company that reimburses their employees for parking. I don't know of any. If your company reimburses you for parking, you're in good shape. I'm just trying to think about the perks I've had, which have been few and far between, that I went, boy, I'm really glad I got this. The perks that I've always wanted and have never gotten are practical things. When I first started working and was very poor, now I'm very poor again because, you know, I'm in radio. But I had a list of perks where I used to say, if they'd give us this, I'd never leave this company. At the beginning of the list was dry cleaning. I wanted to be able to bring my dry cleaning to work and in the lobby of the building, hand it over to a dry cleaner, and the company pay for it. That's the best perk I could think of at the time. I've got more coming up for you in just seconds. This is Sterling All Night. Now that movie theaters are opening back up again, I mean, can't you smell the popcorn and the taste of Diet Coke? I want to introduce you to the latest inspirational film from the Kendrick brothers. It's called Courageous Legacy. It centers around four men whose calling is to serve and protect as law enforcement officers. The movie shows insight into the pressures of their jobs, how they define right and wrong, and more importantly, how they try to be the best fathers possible while always leading with their faith. Courageous Legacy is a movie the entire family can enjoy. It's perfect for family movie night, and it is in theaters everywhere September 24th. Find more information at CourageousTheMovie.com. That's CourageousTheMovie.com. Now look around. What do you see? Little piles of rubble here. Stuff doesn't fit on that shelf. The refrigerator's kind of a mess. It's not that you're a slob. You're not. You're a thoughtful, wonderful person because you're listening to The Sterling Show. But the challenge is that organization systems that you buy in a store or that somebody comes to your house and organizes your life, those are made for somebody else. They weren't made for you. That's why they never work. Here's the solution. There is a book called Organize Your Way. Your Way. It helps you determine which personality type you have, and then you can put it into action to come up with permanent solutions for your organization challenges. It's called Organize Your Way. You get it at Amazon. It's written by Katie and Kelly McMenamin. They're pleasant people. They've been on the show. Organize Your Way from Amazon.
Sterling every night. Walter M. Sterling.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Wow, thank you. All right, for our first Florida story, we're going to Silver Springs State Park, where they have all kinds of fun stuff to do, including paddle boarding. Have you seen this? It's like you're on a giant fat surfboard, and you have a kayak paddle with the fins on both ends. And so you're standing on this board and going through the water while paddling yourself standing up. And this lady, it looks like she has a GoPro camera or something on her helmet. She records her encounter with an alligator. And this isn't like a little alligator. This is one of those ones from Swamp People. It's like a 900-pound dinosaur cozying up next to her board and kind of nibbling at it. I want you to pay attention to how cool and calm this Florida woman is while dealing with a giant killing machine. I would have been screaming and doing that Daffy Duck thing where he runs across the water all the way back to the bank. But she pushes him away, and you're going to hear a funky noise. It's the alligator hissing at the woman.
No! Go away! Oh, my God. I had to push him away with my paddle. Why are you messing with me? Why are you messing with me? Why are you trying to bite me?
And after all that, everything's okay. She didn't even say a cuss word. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to San Augustine, where near the beach, a 39-year-old Florida woman had helped herself to a fire truck. Helped herself to a fire truck. James, what does that even mean? That means there was a fire truck that was responding to the scene of some emergency call, and some woman who's jacked up on something hopped in the cab and drove off in it. Now, they pulled her over almost immediately, asked her if she was intoxicated. Just a guess. She said, no, I'm not intoxicated, but I have taken the elixir of life. I believe that's from Harry Potter. I doubt she really took the elixir of life. I'm starting to suspect that there was some sort of other intoxicants involved that don't involve Hogwarts. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Fort Lauderdale, where at the airport, A woman was trying to board the plane. Her and her child and her husband were not allowed to board their flight. And so in order to get back at them, she called in a bomb threat. She still didn't get to board the flight. Now she's also been arrested and charged with a federal crime. Not quite sure the point of all that. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
That's why people don't want to go back to work. It's not because of a few bucks. The reason most people don't want to go back to work is they hate their job. They hate the tasks. They hate the pettiness. It isn't even actually the job itself. It's the pettiness that wraps the job, the rules about the job. A lot of companies are stuck. They'd like to make some changes in the rules, such as what defines a full-time employee. Believe it or not, you probably know this, but most states decide what a full-time employee is. The state labor laws determine how many hours a person works before they are full-time. In New York, it's 40 hours. In Jersey, it's 40 hours. But in other states, it's 35, 44. Those determinations are made up by the state, and that determines benefits and insurance. How many hours a person works determines whether or not they have to be provided with insurance or not, whether the employer wants to do it. Well, all of those rules make you and me crazy. I mean, that's all nutty stuff. Then you throw in Sarbanes-Oxley laws, Sarbanes-Oxley rules. It's no fun. We're just not having enough fun at work. There are some companies that have said, you know what, we're going to provide them with meals. We're going to provide the food for meals. And then there are OSHA laws. What constitutes a meal? How hot does the meal have to be kept in order to not violate OSHA laws? And it goes on and on and on and on. And it becomes very tricky to open an office. It becomes very tricky to open a store. Therefore, you and I would rather work at home. That's my experience. Once we started working at home, we're like, you know, I'm never going back to work. But this is the beginning of an earthquake. This is just a little tiny crack. Because when floor after floor of office buildings are empty because no one wants to go back. No one wants to go back in. They like their jobs, but they don't want to go to work. Because the concept of going to work is an antiquated concept from the 1890s, where they all had to go to one place to build the machine, or where there were centralized resources only economical in one location. But that's not true anymore. Thought businesses, thought leadership, the thought industry, advertising, public relations, venture capital, that can all be done from home and probably better from home. Because you're not distracted, you don't have to deal with office politics. The only politics you have to deal with in a Zoom call is the color of your backdrop. All of a sudden, that becomes a very big deal. There's a whole industry that's sprung up of people giving advice on how to make an effective Zoom call. Let me suggest that there should be no advice on a Zoom call. If you have a messy backdrop, it's just more authentic. But now you're at a point where people are saying, well, wait a minute. You want me to get up at 6 to go to work rather than at 5 to 9? Because for the past 18 months, I've been able to get up at 5 to 9 and be on time to go to work because I'm on a Zoom call. It is a better deal. And more importantly, what companies don't want to deal with is that you and I are more productive if we're not going in. We're more productive on Zoom. That CEO of Morgan Stanley, he can't stand it that we're more productive on Zoom. He doesn't know what to do. His head's exploding from that. He's going insane. I can see him with a cane. He wants to, you know, whack people with a cane. You get into the office. You get in here. You're Morgan Stanley people. We're paying you to come to work. No. No, you're not being paid to come to work. You're being paid to perform a specific task and to be successful at it. And if you can do that better in the corner of a park That would be fine with me. And most venture capital CEOs, there, it's not going to be fine with them because they're not the kind of flexible people. What's going to happen, though? Consider this. Everybody who's running a big company today, every CEO, came up through a culture of being surrounded by people at work. Part of their success was their ability to manage a workforce in a singular space, in a singular office space. You eliminate that part of the equation as to what determines a person's success, and now it strips it away. And you start to see that person's effectiveness differently. You see them performing their tasks and nothing else. You hear their ideas and nothing else. You don't see them in the office, how they sit. You don't see where they go to lunch. You don't see who they're interacting with. That doesn't happen anymore. Now there's another layer of BS wiped away because now we're closer to what really matters, which is how smart is the person, how effective is the person, and how are they at problem solving. That's what's going to happen. Layer after layer after layer of BS is being stripped away. And over the next year or two, the CEOs who came up through the ranks because they were team builders, because they got a lot out of you by working with you side by side, making you feel good when they passed your desk, that's gone. Those clowns are gone. Those hail fellow, well met, slap on the back, they're gone. Every technique they have to be successful has vanished. Those are the ones who are screaming, you have to come back to the office. Okay, why do I have to come back to the office? Because you signed a bad lease? Is that why I have to come back to the office? That seems to be the only way. I want to talk with you about this. And your number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Oh, my God, we're on KFBK and KDKA. And the guys who run those two stations, they're like buddies. They're like communicating with each hour, saying, you know, this Sterling show is pretty good. I wish we had it for 80 hours a week. That's where they're communicating with each other. It's a spectacular show. I have in 7-8 minutes for you a new national forecast from Dr. Dave Iser. Plus, we have our Midnight Misfit information, which includes secret decoder messages. Go to Walter Sterling Show. Download the secret decoder card. I've got a message for you coming up in seconds. Sterling all night.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling, every night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. As we move into mid-September, we've reached the peak of hurricane season in the Atlantic Ocean. And right on cue, we have our newest tropical storm, Nicholas, which is formed out in the Bay of Campeche off the coast of northwest Mexico. With a very rich flow of moisture already in place, this will be a copious rain producer for anywhere in the coastal waters of the Gulf, from Brownsville, Texas, to the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana, which is still flooded from Hurricane Ida. The exact track of this storm is still up in the air, you should pardon the pun, but it bears watching for the eastern one half of the nation as it moves later on in the week. Elsewhere, a tongue of very hot, sultry weather, especially for mid-September, lingers from the desert southwest through the southern plains into the mid-Atlantic states. But we will see some fall-like changes later on in the week. More on that in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling Every Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling Every Night.
And I want to talk to you. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. This is how we bond. And I'd like to see from you. Please take a picture of whatever you're looking at and email it to me at waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. Send me your Sterling snap, and I will post it on my Twitter account probably like Tuesday around 3 o'clock when I come to. That's waltermsterling@gmail.com. Please send me, just pick up the camera, take a picture of whatever you're looking at, unless you're driving. Don't take a picture while you're driving. And then I'm always mystified by William Devane. What does a Lifetime movie actor know about money?
An unstable government's trying to print their way out of money troubles. I've become very concerned, and that's why I buy gold every chance I get. I even like the feel of gold.
He even likes the feel of gold. But let's you and I talk, 888-688-9258. And now, James Parker with another Florida story.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we're going to Indian River County, where an unnamed beach, there was a guy on it, found a suspicious object, called the authorities. Sure enough, there were two landmines that were buried on the beach. They were removed safely. They are believed to be, I don't know how old, they have pictures of them. They're completely rusted. I don't ever remember any army doing an amphibious invasion on a Florida beach. Who put them there and why? They don't go into it in the story. They don't give me a clue. Like, landmines haven't even been around that long. So what could they possibly be from? World War II? Casey Anthony? George Zimmerman? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
All right, for our next Florida story, this is a weird one. It's in Dunedin, Florida. And there's, I don't know how this started, but there was a standoff with an armed teenager that had gone to a rooftop. There was a police chase. Seriously, I don't know if he had been shoplifting or he was pulled over from a traffic stop, but somehow he ends up on top of a residential house. He's on someone's house. He has a gun. After 6 hours on the rooftop, the standoff was finally broken when a 28-year-old Florida woman drives up to the scene in a golf cart naked. I have to bring you the report from WFLA because I don't think that you believe me, that you know this is real.
A serious standoff in Pinellas County this weekend included a sight that left Florida deputies scratching their heads, to say the least. This here on the right side of your screen is 28-year-old Jessica Elizabeth Smith of Boston, Massachusetts, who authorities say in the middle of that standoff with an armed teenager drove through that area, the active scene, on a golf cart, completely naked. In the affidavit that WFLA has, deputies say that she had absolutely nothing to do with the standoff. She had no reason to be there, but repeatedly ignored commands to leave the scene, choosing to drive naked through the active standoff situation. She was eventually arrested there in Dunedin, and deputies say that she did smell of alcohol.
During all the commotion, the teenager that was treed on the rooftop for the last 6 hours sneaks out the back. That's not a euphemism for anything. He literally got away. And I know what you're thinking, the 28-year-old Florida woman that was butt naked on the golf cart, tackled by police. I'll save you the trouble of Googling it. She's absolutely beautiful. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
And this is the inspiration of the week. From Neil Rogers.
The right against the left and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
And that's why I don't talk about those things. That's why I don't talk about politics or abortion or gun control or the death penalty, because I'm never going to change anyone's mind. And there's no new information. And I feel I have a responsibility when I'm sharing information with you that I share at least every now and then something new, something unique, something that'll make you go, wow, that's an incredibly stupid thing he just said. That's my goal. Now, I have two other pieces of information for you. First of all, if you're a stripper, Canada wants you. Canada, the lowest occupation, the occupation where they need the most people, where they have the fewest number of people in Canada, are strippers. You want to be a stripper, they'll let you, they'll give you a green card, they'll give you citizenship in 2 seconds if you want to be a stripper in Canada, because the Canadians are what? Pragmatic. They understand that this is a valuable profession. They will treat you like gold. Then I've got for you your secret message. If you have the Sterling on Sunday Midnight Misfit Decoder card, you will have, the ability to decode this. All you have to do is look on it. You'll hear me say the characters. You'll look to the right of the character, and you'll say, oh, my gosh, that's what he's secretly telling us. Remember, the way you get it is you go to Walter Sterling Show, totally free, no mail-in. Walter Sterling Show. Go there now. Do it. Do what I'm saying. Do it. Do it right now. And it says Midnight Misfit. And you can instantly download and print out the beautiful color decoder card. And I will have that secret message for you in just seconds. This is Sterling All Night. Well, it's the grown-up time of year, isn't it? This is the time of year you get invited to weddings and showers, and you find yourself gift-giving, and that's before Christmas. The best gift you can give somebody is something practical that'll last at least like 10 years, right? Go to MyPillow.com. Click the center square where it says radio offers. Put in my name, Walter, and you will see an incredible offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. What's Giza? You have to go to Egypt? No. This is the Giza cotton that is only available from the Giza Plateau, you know, where the ancient aliens landed. It's from where the ancient aliens landed, the Giza Plateau. This is the finest cotton in the world. It used to be that you only made fancy dress shirts with it. Maybe you'd buy one in your life. These sheets are made out of Giza cotton. They feel different. You get in these sheets, you get into this bed, it feels incredible. Anybody you give this gift to will thank you. They will be grateful because it comes with a 10-year product guarantee. A 10-year guarantee. And if you don't like the product after 60 days, you send it back. It's quite something. But this is a special offer just for you. It is for Sterling listeners. And I said to the Lindell people, I said, you have to offer my listeners something special or you can't come on the show. And this is what they came up with. 2-for-1 low price plus free shipping. Get these sheets. Feel these sheets. They are remarkable. Go to MyPillow.com. Click the center square. The center square says radio offers. Put in my name, Walter, and watch the prices drop before your eyes. It's pretty damn sexy. MyPillow.com.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now that movie theaters are opening back up again, I mean, can't you smell the popcorn and the taste of Diet Coke? I want to introduce you to the latest inspirational film from the Kendrick brothers. It's called Courageous Legacy. It centers around four men whose calling is to serve and protect as law enforcement officers. The movie shows insight into the pressures of their jobs, how they define right and wrong, and more importantly, how they try to be the best fathers possible while always leading with their faith. Courageous Legacy is a movie the entire family can enjoy. It's perfect for family movie night, and it is in theaters everywhere September 24th. Find more information at CourageousTheMovie.com. That's CourageousTheMovie.com.
Sterling, every night. Walter M. Sterling.
Here we go. Your secret message, only translatable with the Midnight Misfit membership card. Only available at Walter Sterling Show. Here's the secret message. Tonight, it only has two characters. Only two. Ready? The number 3, and then an exclamation mark. The number 3, and then an exclamation mark. Couldn't follow it? The number 3, and then an exclamation mark.
Sterling on Sunday presents Toll Road News.
Revenue shortfalls put Washington State on course to raise toll rates. star system introduces a new transponder. 85% of Pennsylvania Turnpike customers now use Easy Pass. Alabama Department of Transportation receives permit to build intracoastal bridge. NetRMA issues REP, request for proposal, for receivable management services. A comparison of Kansas Department of Transportation alternatives for U.S. 69 improvements. Congress is unlikely to approve a gas tax hike or new RUC fees. Oregon lawmakers debate RUC bill targeted at fuel-efficient vehicles. GOP moderates say their infrastructure proposal could win bipartisan support. Tax Foundation analyzes state reliance on user funding of transportation infrastructure. And Trucking Association urges United States Department of Transportation to support parking facility expansion, a service of Sterling on Sunday. You see, you really have no escape. Who knew that all of the toll roads in America communicated with each other with a daily and weekly newsletter that told each other which laws are going to help them, hurt them, which city councils, which state councils are against toll roads, pro-toll roads, where new toll roads are being built, new ways to steal money from us? They talk to each other. I never thought that they actually talk to each other. And in so doing, they have conventions, conferences, Zoom calls, where they share information about how to raise the toll. That is the whole goal of Toll Road News, how to raise the toll. Therefore, I like to give you updates from their newsletter, which is Tollway Newsletter. And you can find it online for free, Tollway Newsletter. It's a fascinating to see how the toll road people think. Because if there isn't a greater fleecing of Americans than that, I don't know what is. There's so much strum and dirge about the government forcing us to have a vaccine, the government forcing us to have a vaccine. Where's your strum and dirge about things that actually impact us day to day? Where are the protests about the tolls? The tolls are state-run entities, usually independent councils, independent entities to collect the tolls, and then they turn them over to the state. You know what the majority of the toll is collected for? It's not to repair the road. It's not to save you if you get an accident. No, it's to pay off the debt. It's to pay off the bonds that were raised to build the road. And how do you build a road? You seem to need concrete. Concrete seems to be a very key issue here. They need to pour concrete. They have to raise the bonds to pay the guys to pour the concrete. And now they get very excited if they have that overhead automatic toll thing where you don't have to stop. They can just take a picture of your car, take a picture of your license plate, and boom, you get a bill in the mail if you're lucky. But often you just get a summons in the mail and a bill. Not so lucky. To go from Pittsburgh, KDKA, to Philadelphia, WPHT, is a $65 car ride, $65, to pay a toll for a road that's already built, or $1,000 if you're in an 18-wheeler. What the hell? I don't see any protests about that, but gosh darn it, a vaccine that'll keep me alive? You can't do that. What about the Department of Motor Vehicle in every state, or the Bureau of Motor Vehicle in every state? What about that? Why do I have to pay between $300 and $350 to register my car? Why do you need to know I have a car? Why does it need to be registered? Why is that so absolutely accepted? No protests, no complaints, yet every year or so I have to pay, you know, six figures to the clowns at the state capitol to do what? To do what? To authorize them to ticket me if I speed. What kind of racket is this? This is a lot of crap. So there's so many things day to day that we tolerate the government, that we don't trust the government, we allow them to do. We don't even think twice about it. There could be no greater violation than knowing whether or not I have a car. What do you need to know if I have a car and the status of the car? And then, even more exciting, there's a VIN number on my car, which tells them everything about the history of my car. Did I have an accident? Guy repair it, auto shop. Guy repairs a dent in my car. He has to register that with the state and let them know that I have a dent in my car. That's quite a scam. And yet these things are never protested. And then we go back to my favorite one, which is that my kid at this time of year can be in a 90-degree classroom, and that's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. And I keep my kid out of those 90-degree classrooms, and I urge you to, too. What I did, in fact, is I made so much noise, because I'm good at that, I got my kid's classrooms air-conditioned to the point where she has to wear a sweater. She's so cold in the class. I'm sorry, kiddo. So cold in the class, she needs a sweater in her classroom on 90-degree days because Daddy got the school air-conditioned. That used to be a big deal to air-condition an old building. They used to have to dig a cooling pool of water outside, run the pipes through it. It was a big deal. These things have changed since the 50s, guys. It's not a big deal anymore. It's not expensive anymore. It's not hard to do. And therefore, if your office is air-conditioned, your kid's office should be air-conditioned. If your favorite bar is cold, well, your kid's cafeteria should be cold, too. These are things I don't understand, but we tolerate them. It's amazing we tolerate them. And then we allow the states to determine, well, not only whether or not, I'm not even going to say it. Then we allow the states to determine the relationship between your wife and her doctor and my life and my doctor by prescribing people who have never gone to medical school state laws saying this is how much narcotic pain medicine can be prescribed to a sick patient who needs pain medicine. They specify how many pills a pain medicine patient can get each week. Now, what would a guy running a shoe store know? The people who are in state senates and state congressmen, those are usually like retailers, public relations people, kids. These are not even professional legislators. There's certainly no doctors. These are just people who ran for office and won. But I've known some who run a shoe store. I know one who runs a shoe store. That's his expertise. And that's fine until you start saying to him, how much pain medicine should grandma get? Oh, well, you know, no one should have any pain medicine, blah, blah, blah. There's been a determination in our culture over the past few years that people should suffer. That it's okay for grandma who's been on Percocet for 10 years to all of a sudden not be on Percocet, go through the withdrawal, and live in constant pain, bundled up in bed, doubled over in bed. That's fine. It's not fine. It's crazy. All of these things have fallen to the state. It's not fine. And again, like, why would they have the right to determine that I have a car? It's none of your business if I have a car or what kind of car it is or where it is. It's just some of the crap we live with. I want to see a picture of what you're looking at. Take a picture of it. Send it to waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. A Sterling snap. I'll put it up on Twitter during the week. I get to enjoy it. You get to see me. I get to see you. It seems like a fair exchange. There's Karen, one of our favorite listeners who has a cat. A new cat, I think. It's a little confusing to me about the chronology of the cat. But she's listened to us from day one and yet still likes us. Billy Datz. Neil Paul, welcome. These are the Midnight Misfits. I'd love for you to be a Midnight Misfit, but you have to join. All you have to do is go to Walter Sterling Show, click on the Midnight Misfit tab, and then download your membership card. It lists very specifically what you have to do and don't do as a Midnight Misfit. I warn you, you'd better like corned beef. Eating corned beef is key to your happiness as a Midnight Misfit. It's part of the fun that we have. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Coming up, we have Velo Hool and the Fish Report, the only network radio fish report, and that's for you in just seconds. And what else? We have national weather from Dr. Dave. We have national weather from Dr. Dave, Velo Hool, a lot of stuff. I look forward to talking to you at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Sterling, all night.
Sterling, every night. Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling Every Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Hot and sultry weather prompting excessive heat warnings continue for parts of the Southwest, Arizona, and neighboring states due to that expansive dome of upper-level high pressure. Temperatures will run some 15 to 20 degrees above normal, with highs approaching 110 in some spots. The good news is that this high pressure shows sign of weakening later this week, maybe for good for the season, as the atmosphere responds to approaching less daylight and lower sun angles as we approach the autumnal equinox, which is less than 2 weeks away. The summer monsoon will wane, bringing in drier, somewhat cooler air. Dallas, Texas, we'll see highs down to the upper 80s. Las Vegas goes from 105 tomorrow to 96 by next weekend. And Sacramento drops from 95 tomorrow to 82 by Friday. The coolest weather in the nation is confined to the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Plains. Seattle falls through the 60s into the 50s with rain next weekend. Minneapolis, 70s most of the week. And Fairbanks, Alaska, you're into the 40s for daytime highs by next weekend. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling Every Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling Every Night.
Professional fish keepers use sponge filters more often than any other filtration device. For a couple of reasons. Number one, they're easy to clean. Number two, you know that they do the right job of removing ammonia, nitrates from your aquarium. But, yeah, they get filled with dung, fish dung, and you have to remove that occasionally. So every month, I will rinse out the sponge filters. It's a very simple job, but very difficult because you don't want to spread fish poop all over your aquarium. So what you do is that you grab a plastic bag, you fill it with clean treated water, you put it in the aquarium, and without taking the sponge filter out of the aquarium, you put it in the bag. You lift it up and you squeeze it out. And you'll see all sorts of dung and waste and fish stuff, and it's good. And the reason you want to do it that way is that it keeps the beneficial bacteria that keep your fish healthy. Rinsing out your sponge filter is an important thing to do, and if you're thinking about keeping fish, I recommend sponge filters highly and use them in every one of my aquariums. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is the Sterling All Night Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
Sterling All Night, a pleasure to be with you. 38 past the hour, KXNT, Las Vegas, going into the late shift, going into the casino to work the tables. I thank you so much for being with me. My phone number is 888-688-9258. Hey, where's our Grubhub driver? Where's the Grubhub driver? Where's he? 888-688-9258. We had a very traumatic day today. Trevor Lawrence at his Jacksonville Jaguars, they didn't win. But he got three touchdowns, and then the rest were intercepted. But three touchdowns in the NFL in his second game. How did you do? The Browns, you ready? They lost. I don't care about sports. These are just teams I'm going to have to deal with this week when I talk to normal people. And I avoid talking to normal people a lot because I'm in radio. They have nothing to talk to me about. I have nothing to talk to them about. But it seems the only thing is they'll bring up the game. They always want to talk about the game. Well, I don't want to talk about the game, but congratulations to my friends in Pittsburgh who listen to WPHT. Now, that team had a spectacular week. Doesn't that feel good? I've avoided talking about this for almost 3 hours now, but I must talk about it. You ready? It was a tough week. It was a tough week because of 9/11, because I was in Manhattan on September 11th. I remember what happened. I remember seeing flaming arms falling from the sky. Flaming arms. I remember the fact that those buildings took 10 years to build. I saw them being built. Took 10 years to build, 10 seconds to come down. Do I believe that that those things just fell? No. Do I believe the planes hit the building? Of course. But I do not believe that they just fell in 10 seconds. It looked like a controlled demolition. When you see controlled demolitions, you see movies of it or TV news about it, that's what it looks like. They had to eliminate all of the space between the buildings, all the structure between the floors, for it to fall that fast. And there's a lot of conspiracies about the dynamite was put in it. But consider this. Maybe dynamite was not put in the buildings and detonated for that event. Maybe it had always been in the building. Maybe it was built with the dynamite in it to be set off if it was there was a need to detonate the building. I've never heard that possibility, but maybe that's what happened there. And somebody said, oh, we have to detonate these buildings. This is going to, you know, to put out those fires is impossible. Just consider that possibility. Here's what happened to me this week. My current, much younger, very beautiful wife had surgery on her shoulder. Orthoscopic surgery. Tiny, tiny incisions, big repairs, wearing a sling, but also carrying around this bizarre machine filled with ice that circulates ice water around her wound. And she carries that and sleeps with it all day and night. Filling it up is the job of her children and me. And we're happy to do it because that was a hell of an operation. She was having trouble moving her shoulder. The first 2 days after surgery, she couldn't move her arm. And that's tough. It's tough to deal with someone you love who's recuperating and in pain. They're at the worst mood possible. And sure enough, she was at the in the worst mood possible. On Friday night, after dealing with her for a whole day, loving her for a whole day, I have two steps in the backyard to get into my house, two steps, very low steps. I stepped up one step, and I fell down. I fell smack on my face, on my nose. First it hit my feet, then I hit my elbows, then I hit my nose, then I hit my forehead on a concrete slab. It wasn't that I fell on a slab and then fell on a step and then fell up a flight of stairs. You know how you can fall up a flight of stairs? No, I fell flat down on a concrete landing, a concrete slab. And it wasn't that nice, pretty concrete, you know, with colors. It was the coarse, rough construction type of concrete. And then my face started bleeding from my eye and my nose. And I will tell you what happened in just seconds. This is Sterling All Night. All right, I'm very fussy. When a brand says, we want to share information about our product on Sterling, I say, well, that's very nice. What special offer are you going to give the Midnight Misfits. I just won't take any brand. They have to have a special offer. And you know what? Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com said, you will receive two for one low price plus free shipping. Two what? The Giza Dream Sheets. They come in a variety of sizes and colors, but you will receive two for one low price plus free shipping. Let me tell you about these sheets. I just put the mattress topper on our bed, and then I put on the Giza Dream Sheets. Beautiful sheets. They feel different immediately. You will instantly know this is something different. You know what it feels like? When you go to a fancy hotel, to a five-star hotel, and you get in those beds, you go, oh, my gosh, why can't I have this at home? Now you can. You can get the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow.com. You go to MyPillow.com. There on the homepage, there are many squares. You click the center square. It says Radio Offers. Click it, and there will be offers for Giza Dream Sheets. You put in my name, Walter. Put in my name, Walter, and you will see immediately the incredible 2-for-1 low price offer plus free shipping. These are remarkable sheets. They come as a set, and you can pick your color. The colors range from beautiful pink to white to dark, scary, spooky black. If you're trying to be cutting edge, I urge you. This is a special offer for you, the Midnight Misfits. Go to MyPillow.com, click the center square, put in my name, Walter, and you will get this astonishing offer of 2-for-1 low price of the Giza Dream Sheets. And let me tell you, without that low price, these are expensive sheets and worth it. MyPillow.com.
Sterling, every night. Walter M. Sterling.
I am so grateful for the emails that I get with ideas for the show, things you hate about the show. I really look forward to your feedback. Send me an email, waltermsterling@gmail.com. Write me a note about, hey, Walter, you know, this sucks. I want to know. Or this is vaguely entertaining. I want to know that too. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Every email I get gets an answer. It may not be the answer you want, but it gets an answer. Now, I was sharing with you the fact that I fell flat on my face on a concrete slab outside my house. When I lifted myself up, I was bleeding from everything. My whole face was bleeding. I felt my nose being crushed into my face. I assumed I had a broken nose. It took me at least 15 minutes to drag myself back into the house, because remember, I slammed my knees. And then it took another 15 or 20 minutes to drag myself up off the floor onto a chair. It was a mess. And the worst part was that my 9-year-old daughter and my 16-year-old daughter saw this, very upset to see Daddy in trouble like that. I had experiences when I was a kid where I saw my dad in trouble like that. No fun. Good news. Went to the ER the next day. I did not go to urgent care. I went to the ER because I knew they'd be able to x-ray or do a CAT scan, which they did, and nothing's broken and I'm fine. Don't go to urgent care. It's like, don't go to urgent. Every time I've gone to an urgent care, no matter whose it was a disaster. I was not treated with any urgency, like no urgency. I was always given a Band-Aid and Tylenol. Listen, hello, hospitals, ERs, urgent cares. Don't tell me to get a Tylenol. If you want me to have pain med, give me real pain med. But do not tell me to take a Tylenol. I'm not 9. What do you do, going to give me orange Tylenol? That's been my experience. I have a messy face, but my wife's hot for it. My current, much younger wife, she says, oh, look at that. You have like battle scars. And it's so hot, she says. She finds it erotic and exciting for me to have battle scars. Who knew? Who knew? Speaking of which, do you have a Lesbians in Space? Do you have one of those? Because our research shows that the reason people listen at this time is they want to hear about aliens, lesbians, and space.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras?
So the show's about four girls who their friend goes missing, and we started getting haunted by this girl named A or It. And it's just about people getting killed almost every episode, then people being brought back to life. And, yeah, now hopefully everyone kind of knows who A is. I guess. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully you'll be able to see what he looks like.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
All right. I have two great friends, two friends I talk to every day. One is named Jim Paul, and the other's named Captain Patrick Brown of the New York City Fire Department. Captain Patrick Brown is the kind of fireman that you want your fireman to be. If you wanted to be a fireman, this is what you want to be. If you want one to rescue you, this is who you want to rescue you. Patrick Brown is really good looking and very single because I don't think he'd want to give up all of the opportunity that's thrown his way. You see, Patrick Brown is a popular kind of guy. In New York City, firemen are gods. There's no higher social calling in New York than to be a fireman. You are adored, respected. The world is open to you. I'll give you an example. There's a bar in Lower Manhattan called Chumley's. It's been there about 100 years, very popular. And for years, it was owned by a guy. Now it's owned by some corporation with a lot of money. But for years, it was owned by a real barkeep. And like all real barkeeps, he was behind on his New York State taxes, his employment tax, his payroll tax. He was behind. Like every other New York retailer, he was behind. And one day, like 4 p.m, the state guys came in to seize the cash register. A pleasant group. But you see, it was that shift change in the firehouse that was around the corner. And they were in there having their afternoon treat at the end of their shift. So it was about 3:30. 5 or 6 New York City firemen were sitting there having their treat. And the state guys come in to seize the cash register because there were tax issues. Now, the firemen had been regular participants at this bar for many years. They liked the owner of the bar. They were friends with the owner of the bar, and they saw what was happening. And what the New York City firemen did is they stood up, they went over to the cash register, they stood around it, they looked at the revenue agents, and they said, "What is the problem here?" The revenue agent said, "We have to seize this cash register because he owes back taxes." And the fireman said, "Yeah, except that he's our friend. He's a friend of the New York City Fire Department. He is our friend. You have no business with him here. Your business is done." And they stood around that cash register, and the revenue agents scurried off. They didn't touch it. They never came back because the department protected them. Then, after 9/11, and sadly, tragically, a number of firemen in that firehouse perished, were killed. They had a lot of kids. Those firemen had a lot of kids. And the owner of Chumley's employed all of them, gave every one of those kids a job. "You come here after school, I'll keep an eye on you. You work when you can. You do the work you want to do. You don't have to do the work." He gave them all jobs. That's what the owner of Chumley's did for the federal fire department, for the fire department of New York, and because of Captain Patrick Brown being such a great guy. And I talk to Captain Brown every day. Super guy. Then there's James Paul. James Paul was the youngest member of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the youngest one. And he wrote a book called What I Learned Losing $1 Million. Before he was 30, he lost $1 million. And he was a real American, a special guy. And Patrick Brown and James Paul, they were both murdered on September 11th.
So people get ready for the train to Jordan. Picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among us love the most. Chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the Jesus humming. Don't need no ticket, you just faith.